Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Glaciers typically advance or retreat at such a slow pace that they have come to represent anything that moves at a frustratingly slow pace. But as Jason Briner, associate professor of geology at the University at Buffalo, explains, ice sheets may respond to temperature changes in a way that is anything but glacial.
We're learning more and more about how ice sheets are changing today. In places like Greenland and Antarctica, we see tremendous changes taking place. But it is difficult to know how these ice sheet changes are influenced by climate. The pattern of ice sheet change is noisy, speeding up, slowing down, retreating fast, retreating slowly, and it is difficult to detect the climate signal through all this ice sheet noise. This difficulty partly stems from our relatively short period of observation, which spans only the past few decades. If we understood how ice sheets changed in the distant past, for example during well-documented periods of past climate change, we could better decipher the climate signal of ice sheet change. My team has been working on this problem by reconstructing past changes of Arctic ice sheets. We look at geological formations that ice sheets created in the past that still exist on the landscape today. We go to places like Arctic Canada and Greenland to read the record that is still there, which tells us about past ice sheet behavior. What we're seeing is that ice sheets are surprisingly sensitive to even short periods of temperature change. A new study we published in the journal Science shows that thousands of years ago, Arctic ice sheets responded to a very brief period of climate change. By brief, I mean on timescales that would matter to us, a couple degrees and just a few decades. This finding is somewhat surprising because it tells us that even huge masses of ice can respond to abrupt climate change in as little as decades. One of the ways we hope our research will help the current problem is that our ability to forecast the future of ice sheet changes and sea level rise, largely hinges on the ability of computer models to make accurate predictions. The geological reconstructions that we're producing ultimately help to improve climate and ice sheet models, and hence our ability to plan better for the future.
That was Jason Briner of the University at Buffalo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.